Bridgestone Tires was a cyber attack stopping operations this week. NASA is looking for ways to get more power to the moon, how Meta is using its platform to help Ukrainians, and what you need to know about the soon-to-be-released iPhone 2022.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 83. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. We post all of our shows and bonus content on ComputerDoctorShow.com. Again, ComputerDoctorShow.com. We would love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, and cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Cy from the cast of the Unscrewed Theater.
Good afternoon, Aaron.
Always a pleasure to have you here. I also want to show some love to the expert technicians at Perfection Auto Works. You know, since the CDC is loosening the restrictions a bit, you might be wanting to start planning your summer vacations. And if you are planning a car trip, the last thing you want for your car to break down on the way there or on the way back or even during your vacation. So that's why Perfection Auto Works offers the free 22-point inspection on your car before you make that long trip. So give them a call for an appointment, 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. We have some interesting news happening in the technology area this week. So Bridgestone Tires, we know those. We've grew up on them with the name brand. They were cyber attacked a few weeks ago, and it actually affected its North and South American operations, which is pretty broad. And a lot of people may want to know, okay, how can one little virus affects such a large amount of computers stretching across basically countries and continents.
Two entire continents.
Yeah. So I actually feel their pain because I actually know of several companies that actually went through this, and some of them have to make a real decision whether they're even going to stay in business.
Right.
You know, so it's like a really, really major thing. So recovering from a major attack, it's almost like relearning how to walk. But why would it affect all of their computers? But it's not something that may have affected all their computers, but they don't know how far reached this thing is. Right. And that's exactly how ransomware works. And when ransomware gets into your computer, it's almost like a smuggling act. I like to illustrate it like you're going onto an airplane. Okay, let's say that you want to smuggle something onto an airplane, right? And you have five friends, right? And you have, you know, something. You can break that, whatever that thing is, into five parts and give a part to each of your five friends. And individually, these parts don't look harmful.
Right.
But when you put it together on the other side, now you have something dangerous, something that's not allowed. So imagine if that were to be done not just in five pieces, but think of 100 pieces, 1,000 pieces, 1,000,000 pieces, sometimes billions of pieces. That's how these things get smuggled in. They get smuggled in bit by bit over weeks or months, and then when it's all through, they have the ability to turn it on and make it run and then have reports sent back to say, okay, how many computers are we now in?
Right.
Are we in the server? Are we in this location? Are we in this location? And then they push the big red button, the detonator.
Yeah.
And when that happens, oh, my goodness, there's almost nothing you can do. So ransomware, you really, really need. So what is the solution for getting out of ransomware? What do people have to do? What do you think, Sai?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's either pay or there's start over.
There is a third option, and that is backup, having
right.
A good, really, really good backup. And paying In some countries, it's actually illegal
right
now to pay
it's almost always a bad idea.
Because you're actually encouraging them to do it
exactly,
even more.
Exactly.
They wouldn't be doing it if there wasn't a payoff.
Right.
And if you remove the payoff aspect of it,
yeah,
then they shut down.
Yep.
They'll stop doing it if it's not worth it. If it doesn't pay.
Sure.
Right. So a good way to back up your system, I'm stopping to recommend people doing the Windows backup because it has not worked one too many times for me, especially when I have a lot of customers that rely on me to fix their systems and restore their systems. Windows has not worked too many times. I'm getting away from Windows backup. I am going straight to Carbonite Cloud Backup now. Carbonite Backup is a great way to back up your system, and we're going to be hopefully establishing some sort of partnership with them where we can get our listeners a discount with that, so stay tuned for that. Also in the news, NASA is looking for ways to get more power to the moon. That's interesting. So NASA has this long-term human presence on the moon under its Artemis program. And to do that, they will have to solve the tricky issue of power generation, transmission, and storage. So we're talking about this about the moon, on the moon. So on the moon rotates. Now we get a new moon every month, approximately,
right,
28 days or so. And when the moon rotates, it only receives sunlight maybe every 15 days or 340 hours. So during that time, they got to find some way, maybe through solar, to capture all that energy so that it can still be usable on the dark side of the moon, if I can say that. Right? So how do we do that? So NASA is doing what? They are trying to get some of these garage inventors, people that
citizen scientists.
Yeah, people that like to tinker around. So if anybody knows anybody that likes to tinker around your mom's basement or their mom's garage or things like that, tell them about this program with NASA. They might be able to solve an energy problem on the moon. And we're not talking about chump change here. We're talking about maybe $500,000 that that one of the prizes was for. They had 7 winners that, because there was a phase one and we're going to be talking about phase two. So there were 7 winners on phase one and they each won $500,000 for their contributions. And now in phase two, there's an opportunity to compete for a $4.5 million prize money. Or maybe 9 different people can get, $500,000 each. So that's pretty interesting. So if you want to be part of that phase two, do you know anybody that's like that?
I've probably brushed up against some at the university. I would imagine there's some kids at the engineering college.
Well, you can get
working on it.
You can get like a 10. You can like a 10% finder's
fee.
You know? what you got going on in there?
That's right.
So if you want to be part of that phase two opportunity, you can go to thecomputerdoctorshow.com. And click episodes and then go down and then find episode 83. We'll have the link for that. Also, how Meta's operations are helping Ukraine. So we all know we're getting all these sad reports about what's happening in Ukraine and on the Russian side, as far as that goes. And what they're doing, what Meta is doing, formerly Facebook, is they're monitoring the platform around the clock, responding to issues in real time. And some of these issues are things that something like this has never happened before in the realm of social media. You know, there wars have been fought and things of this sort, but not in a world of social media. So now the, you know, victims and or the victors can control information of what they want people to know, what they don't want the people to know. So Facebook is kind of like in the middle. They're trying to figure out, okay, well, that was posted. Do we push that or do we not push that? You know, so they're in a very murky situation where they have people that are trying to fish out what is true, what is not, and what will violate their privacy policy. They have the policy of their own. They're operating things. So it is a tough job. I mean, it's almost like they have to be in a political arena almost to even oh, make some of these decisions. But the nice thing about it is they do have Ukrainian speaking people. They do have Russian people on their staff. They have many languages represented in these live updates. And they're also updating the community help section. So the Facebook website, the Meta website, has what's called the Facebook Community Help. And what they're doing with the community help section, it's acting as a central resource on the Facebook website where Ukrainians and others in the region can find reliable information from United Nations agencies and Red Cross societies. This includes where to seek medical help, how to stay safe, and how to get assistance. And very, very important, because there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah.
And that's one of the main things that Facebook is trying to deter. And it's not an easy thing to figure out what is true and what is not. And so it's nice that this community help section is available to those that need it. So if you want more information about what Meta is doing for Ukrainians, the medical services, et cetera, you can go to thecomputerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 83. At this time, we're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech anniversaries this week and the new iPhone SE 2022. This is the Computer Doctor Show.
You borrowed my car and left pizza under the hood.
Jerry, I wanted to keep it hot.
Just great. Now I have cheese clogging my intake manifold. I don't want to go to the car place.
I know where you can take it, Jerry.
What's the deal with car repairmen anyway? They all kind of suck, right?
Perfection Auto Works.
Oh, that Mike Emery guy. I heard he's pretty good, though.
Just an honest mechanic.
Oh, Jerry, he's the best.
Hello, Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
I have an appointment at... Hey, spread out. I was here first. No, I was. Back off, Newman.
Hey, you guys. Settle down. Stop it.
Now look what you've done.
That's it. No car repair for you.
At Perfection Auto Works, we run into all kinds of problems, from customer relations to major car repair, brakes, belts, hoses, and so much more. 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
I don't want to go to the car shop.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Cy, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into our next segment, Cy, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, we've got two shows tonight, if anybody's interested, and we are delighted to have our live audiences back in the theater after having been a little more careful during the Omicron bump.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got live audiences back, and we welcome anybody. We've got two shows tonight, a family-friendly at 7:30 and an uncensored show at 9 o'clock.
And you'll be involved in both of those
shows.
I will
be involved in both.
All right. So come see Cy over at the Unscrewed Theater. We do have a caller. We have Mark on line one. Do you have a comment or question for us?
Yeah, I have, well, a comment, I guess, more of, and thanks for your great show, and I'm hoping you can get another hour or two into this.
Oh, we're trying. We're trying.
And anyway, so as far as the getting sunlight on the moon, in the North Pole, they have something like around 89% of sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
On the North Pole and a higher ground area. And maybe if they could put in a tower there, they would have enough sunlight, I think, to bridge over battery
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the poles of the Earth,
sure.
Because there's sections of
the tilt.
Yeah, because of the tilt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the moon does not have as dramatic of a tilt
right.
as the Earth has. And so they could pull something off, maybe with some kind of a tower. Unfortunately, flying a kite up there or some sort of zeppelin over the pole.
Well, there's no air.
Make it a little tough.
So you're doing this in an airless environment. But, hey, you might be onto something there.
Yeah,
because
write up your tower and submit it. You might get yourself some money.
Yeah, cha-ching, $500,000, $4.5 million. There we go.
I would have thought they would have thought of that by now. So anyway, if I would think of it, they would have thought of it a long time ago.
All right, Mark. Thanks a lot for calling. Okay. Thanks for your support.
Bye.
Also, we have our science and tech anniversaries. All right. We like to call it the nerd news.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's the first thing we have, Si?
Well, the first thing, of course, happened last Thursday. You might have seen this floating around different places on the internet. It was Mario Day.
Mario Day. So that's March 10th.
March 10th.
If you abbreviate March, mm-hmm. it's M-A-R.
Yep.
And then the 10 is like an I-O. Like Mario.
So it's spells Mario. So I hope you had a Super Mario Day.
I had a Super Mario Day, and that I can tell you one of the best days of my life is when my mother bought me my first Nintendo when I was, I want to say 10, I think. And I would play Mario all day.
I just realized how much older I am. When I was 10, we had Pong.
By the way, the Pong. We did. Pong Day is coming up. It is on the calendar. We will be announcing Pong Day. So what else do we have?
Well, of course, March 14th, which is Monday, is Pi Day. So that's for your nerds and your mathematicians. 3.14, and don't forget at 1:59:26.
That's right.
If you want to go even further into Pi.
I didn't think about that. See, this is why we put the show on.
That's right.
For people like us, that we wait for these moments of space and time to recognize and to observe.
Sure thing.
All right. What
and
else?
Then, of course, on March 15th, which would be Tuesday, that in 1985, on March 15th, that's 37 years ago, the very first internet domain, Symbolics.com, was registered by Symbolics, a Massachusetts computer company, and it's still in operation today.
I actually went there this morning to the Symbolics website, and it's exactly what it says. You have just reached the oldest domain. And still in use. And there's like a museum about domains on there, and I think the guy that owns it, he doesn't look 37 years old. Well, he might be, but obviously it's been passed through many ownerships. So now this guy is now the owner, and he's just having fun with it.
Sure.
So I'm very glad that happened.
Yeah.
So hey, those are some great science and tech anniversaries. So we're going to try to do more with that segment in future shows. With the time that we have left, I wanted to go over what is some things that would be interesting to know regarding the new iPhone SE 2022.
Hmm.
So I think it was just this week that Apple had announced that they're releasing the 2022 iPhone SE, which is not a new type of phone, because the SE series had started back in 2016.
Right.
And what is the difference between the SE, Si, because you know a little bit more about this. What's the difference between the SE series versus just a regular iPhone 6, iPhone 7, iPhone 13 series?
Well, the iPhone SE is sort of the entry-level phone for the iPhone line, and the biggest difference is that it doesn't have the facial ID, which means it has a home button. It does the touch ID, so it still has a home button. It's the last iPhone that still has one. And it has a slightly smaller screen, but it's a much more affordable phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the same chip now as the entire rest of the iPhone 13 line, which is fantastic. It means it's a really powerful entry-level phone. So it's a fantastic step up in the iPhone line. And, it comes in three colors, which is really cool. I don't understand how they choose the color lines the way they do, but they choose the color. They all have a product red, which is nice because that means they're sending money for AIDS research and African relief. But the rest of them, I don't know if they aligned to status symbol or not. But the iPhone SE, like I said, it's a great phone. It's a great starter phone. It's a great phone for maybe kids or folks who don't necessarily need the power and the triple cameras of the Pro line and so forth.
Yeah, who needs triple cameras?
I have no idea who needs triple cameras.
Okay. But so this new iPhone series, the SE, it is available starting March 18th. And there is pre-orders that are available on Apple.com. What you can expect to pay for these, if you're buying them outright, of course,
the major carriers,
AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, they're all going to have deals that you can pay them off, that type of thing. So it's going to be $429 to $579, depending on the memory, up to 256 gigabytes. And like we said, it's marketed as a budget model, and some of the earlier versions were not 5G compatible, but these seem to be.
Yes.
Now, we did do a lengthy bit about what 5G is and how it is kind of, there's some danger points about it, but also the speed is also there. So,
impressive.
It's extremely impressive. Now, I've actually had my iPhone. I actually had to upgrade to two iPhones. I actually carry two iPhones because of the, and by the way, if anybody's actually out there thinking about doing this, you totally should, because the additional line that I had from Xfinity Mobile, that's the company that I use, and they're on the same towers as Verizon. It was only just additional $10 per month for me to have an additional phone. Now, how did I get the extra phone? Well, when I updated, when I was ready for an upgrade, they sent me another phone, and then they disconnected the phone, so I just had this extra phone lying around.
Sure.
So I decided to say, okay, how about I just start using two phones? And it actually works out pretty good, because there's so many things that I do with the iPhone that me as a businessman, local, you know, running several businesses here in Tucson, that I get all kinds of phone calls, but when I'm on a phone call, I still need to look up information on something else. And it would be nice if I had, and I'm not always in front of a computer to do that, so they're looking up. So that's why I always carry two phones. And I'm doing better with not having to handle the phones. You know, here in Tucson, it's still legal to handle your phone while you're driving. So I hopefully in a few short months, I'll be able to hire a driver so I can be on my phone, okay, doing the things that I need to do. But I do want to remind people to make sure that you're always driving safe out there, okay?
Yeah.
We try to promote safe phone using habits and iPhone security. We talk a lot about security on this show, and we talk about how to use it responsibly as well. So I hope many of us get that understanding through that. But back to the two-phone system, I love it. I got the idea from, what's that guy from the Shark Tank, Mr. Wonderful? What's his name?
It's not going to come to me.
I saw him in an episode.
Yep, I know who you're talking about, though.
He has one for personal, one for business.
Sure.
And I got to tell you, it's
I
changed.
I do that with Google Voice, but I get the idea.
The problem with Google Voice is you're still only on one phone.
That's true.
And when you call out using your Google Voice app, it shows up as a different phone number to all of your friends, and then they get confused. And then when they call you back on that number, it doesn't.
It's very bizarre.
Doesn't make your phone ring. It goes into this other wacky kind
of
thing.
It's bizarre. So. But that's how I've managed to reconcile not carrying two phones for myself, is I've got a business number and a personal.
There we go. But before we wrap up, just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location, Speedway Craycroft, for your free 26-point inspection. If you missed any part of this episode, go to Computer Doctor Show, click episodes, and find episode 83. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Cy was co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Time Fran Banks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every single week with new episodes every Saturday. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at ComputerDoctorShow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.